May I welcome all of you to this evening. This is the public forum held by the Socialist Party and the Movement for World Government. On my right hand, we have Mr. Joe Gandhi from the Movement for World Government, and here, Comrade Slata. He will speak on behalf of the party. At the beginning, Mr. Joe Gandhi will speak on behalf of his movement for 20 minutes, and later Comrade Slapa will speak for another 20 minutes on behalf of the Socialist Party. Now I call on our guest Joe Gandhi to speak on the behalf of his movement, Movement for the World Government.
Mr. Chairman and friends, thank you for asking me to come over here and express my ideas.
Apologies.
Very good.
Well,
I've got
obviously lost.
My apologies. May I continue? May I?
Yeah.
It was first time for me to stand at the speaker's corner about 2 weeks back. I didn't actually make a speech there, but I was wanted to show myself that I was having some idea which I was interested in promoting or selling to the public. So with my leaflets in hand and with a friend who was distributing the leaflets, so we two of us, we stood there. At that time, actually, I found it very interesting experience because before that, number of times I had passed through this speaker's corner and I had watched people and had heard some humors and some fun and so on. But I had never exposed myself to that kind of situation. And it was interesting in the sense that I was there and people were trying to motivate or instigate or even sarcastically comment to make me talk. And I was avoiding a direct sort of clashes or conflicts, which I had often noticed which happening in the other speakers and the audience. And the one of the reasons, the main I didn't want to speak was that because I thought that to give the concept of your ideas, you need stability in the audience. And the audience comes to the speaker's corner. It's interesting, no doubt, and many of them are also interested in something like this or in other concepts or other ideas. But you, as you know more, perhaps, because you might have experienced much more than I have. But I found that they come and stay for a few minutes and then they go. And there are so many groups and they sort of move around. So most of the people who come there, they come for fun and change and just to watch, and many of them, of course, are tourists. So therefore, for them, it's quite a place of fun, going to zoo. So coming to Hyde Park Corner. So it was, I was feeling like that, but however, it was an interesting experience. And when people tried to ask me questions, so I only said that you can read this leaflet and you can watch when I arrange a public meeting and you can come. However, when I heard from your secretary on the telephone asking me to come here, so I thought, well, this was at least one response to what I had gone there for. So in that sense, it encouraged me that it was worthwhile. Although when I went, and even afterwards, so one of my friend was saying that it is only the people who are a little bit here whom I treat in the hospital. So they are the ones who go there. So I said to them that, well, I work with the mental cases, so it's perhaps natural to have a little bit influence on me. So maybe I wanted to experience myself how one looks like. Well, what I want to actually say in this movement is that about 4 years back, I was working in Halifax Hospital at the time, and I started there a society called the International Society of Internationalists. And my idea was to be a little moderate rather than going straight away to the movement, one world government or something. So I thought people who are international in their outlook, maybe they will join together and they would promote some kind of international understanding, and maybe at a later stage we would give the name of the movement. So when I started it, so I advertised in The Guardian and other national papers a few times that people with international outlook were welcome to join this ISI. So I had good response. There were more than 100 people who responded, and some people even helped me a little bit financially for the expenses which I was incurring. But I found that more than 60% of those people who responded, they misunderstood the ISI. They thought it was an international society with a view to have a social contact at international, making pen friends or making boyfriends and girlfriends, and you know, people started asking me these kind of informations. So therefore, I wasn't happy about it. We also had actually a meeting in London, ISI, in the Charing Cross Hotel. We had this meeting, and we had second meeting. One of the members was from Germany, this lady, and she organized a meeting in West Berlin. And about 7-8 of us from different places went there to attend. And then I found that there was one gentleman, he had come all the way from Pakistan to attend this ISI meeting. He happened to be, when I was advertising, he happened to be a tourist in England, and he read it, and he then decided to be a member. And then from Pakistan, he was writing to me, and then he came for this meeting. And then again, I noticed that this lady had arranged a free hospitality for the members for the 2 days, this meeting conference we had. So this gentleman, he stayed on for a month. We all came, and so therefore I thought that this whole, my idea was being misunderstood. So after having experienced that, then I thought, well, it will be better for me to come straightforward what I want to say. So therefore I decided to convert this ISI into movement for one world government, because that's what I wanted to do through that as well. Now in this movement, what I am saying is, actually, you have read all of us, you have read leaflet, so it gives fairly good idea what I am saying. But it is a kind of pressure group which I am trying to build. I want to keep it non-party political, because I think that's the only way for a new organization to develop and be accepted without being paranoid, without being critical, I mean, without being subjected to criticism. So therefore, I am not saying that socialism is bad, and I am not saying communism is bad. I am not saying religion is bad or democracy is bad. Or what I am saying is that it is time that we think of extending our integration, which historically all countries have extended. If we look at Britain, 500-600 years ago, there were 4 countries in Britain, so now it's 1. If you look at Russia, before the First World War, not long ago, there were 10 or 11 states, independent of one another. So Stalin actually stabilized them and brought them into USSR. Similarly, there were other countries, like, say, India. It was during the British rule there that it was stabilized into one country. Before that, we had many countries there, within that country, many kings, many queens, many rajas. So therefore, what I'm saying is that people with my experience with people, I have only one strong hobby other than this hobby, is that traveling. Whenever I have chance, I like traveling. And I like to go to different cultures, different countries. So I have been to Western countries, socialist countries, Asian countries, and I have experience by meeting common people in the Russia or East Germany or Poland or West Germany or France, And I'm sure many of you have done too. And I have found that the common people, they are same all over. Partly, maybe even my profession is such that as a clinical psychologist, I can see that common behaviors are the same. There are cultural patterns. The way of doing the surface things that we go are different, but deep down, the human psychology is similar. So common people all over the world, they are interested in peaceful living. They are interested in better understanding. They are interested in interaction. They are interested in just being friends, being helpful, and also taking whatever help they can take from you. So it's therefore politicians who are creating problems, and whatever we are at the moment, seeing stress or fear or anxiety about economics, about war, about other destructions, about hunger or so many. So they are all the result of political maneuvering. And as I said in the beginning, that I am not saying which politics is bad or which is good. What I have found is that most places is we are the victims of, innocent people are the victims of these political things. So therefore, I am saying that there is a need to extend this integration. And if this integration was extended to the extent that it became like a one country, the whole world, then I'm not saying that we will make this world a heaven. I mean, I don't know whether there's heaven or not, but whatever concept we read about. We cannot solve problems of life 100%, but we certainly can improve, and improve in many ways. For example, I mean, at the moment, this looks idealistic sort of concept, one world government. And people at the among my friends, even at the Hyde Park Corner, even otherwise socially, people have asked me that tiny countries can't live within themselves. So how this huge big world government is going to exist? Well, I agree that, again, as a sort of specialist of human behavior understanding, I know that some level of exploitation will always remain. It's a human nature to exploit other person. We cannot make gods of the human beings. So they are going to remain. But we can improve them. We can certainly help them to understand better, like behave civilized. Now, for example, in Britain, we behave better than we behave in India. Now, India has everything, but the training and monitoring or the grooming or system of socializing or culturing them, this is different. And that's the result that they are fighting among themselves much more than we fight here. But here also we fight. If there is some threat to me, for example, I am standing there in the presence of you. So if there is a little threat to my existence, I'm going to react in some way or the other. This is human nature. Similarly, I'm standing in your presence, in front of you. I, as a human being, there are needs for recognition, for status, for materialistic needs. So for those needs for which we human beings, are part and parcel, we therefore, to achieve them, we must exploit. But the only thing is whether we exploit socially or reasonably accepted standards, or we exploit animalistic instinctive behaviors, or even worse than that, in some human being cases, it does happen. So therefore, I am not here. I would apologize if I was seen as disappointing you, because you might be expecting that here is a man who is coming. He's a professional. He has floated a new idea or one of the ideas, and maybe he's going to give us something very solid sermon about his movement. Now, I am only giving you my philosophical, emotional, intellectual thinking, which I have been thinking. I'm not saying you haven't thought. And I'm only saying that there is a need that we join together to make it a pressure group and to make aware the common people, and through the common people, the governments, and through the media, through the intellectuals, that there is a need to extend. And it is possible to extend. It may take time, it may take 10 years, it may take 20 years, it may take even more, it may take less. It depends. But But as I said in the beginning, that if we start a pressure group under the name of any party politics, I mean, politics is everything. Politics is a general term, as you know better, that anything to do with people is politics. But if we have a party politics, then people become defensive and they become paranoid, and therefore they don't want to accept. They would say then what they can say in their favor to defend themselves. So therefore, if we keep just a kind of movement or pressure group, and with that pressure group we publicize and we educate ourselves and our friends and our relations and other people we come across all over the world, then I'm sure we can come to some kind of understanding where people would think that now it's time, like somebody thought some years back, that there was a clash of interest. Now these Western countries, 10 countries, European countries, they were clashing, their interests were clashing in the developing countries. They all want to exploit developing countries or underdeveloped countries. So they thought, well, why not to exploit collectively? So let's make EEC. So that's why EEC has come into being, so that they don't clash among themselves, these 10 countries. We 10 countries here in Europe. So it's the same extension that we, as I said in the beginning, that we in Britain are industrial country. We have to sell our industry. Now, to sell this industry, we have to retain market. We also need raw material like oil, like other things, natural things, which are in African countries, Asian countries, which are not in Britain necessarily. So to get them at a reasonable rate so that we can have survival, so we have to do it. And that's our vested interest, as President Reagan the other day said, that oil, Middle East, because without oil, West cannot exist. It's energy. So therefore, anything if seriously happens in the Middle East, so America cannot sit behind. That's what President said. So it's they are not fighting for land as such. They are fighting their interests. So what I am saying that by extending this concept, then it's the same like we have oil in Scotland, and the oil Scottish people use it same price what we use in England or Wales. So we if we have in London more know-how, we send it to Scotland if there was oil to produce it. So if same concept is extended, for example in India, there are many natural resources unexplored. India is one of the richest countries, as many of you have been there and have worked there and have ruled there, you know it. But there is no management, there is no know-how, at least not as much know-how as it could be needed. So if it was extended, then this know-how we have in the West could be used for the natural resources, and those natural resources could be used collectively. We don't consume money. Money is a symbol. We all know that. But we consume human resources and the natural resources, and that's what I am really promoting through my movement. So I hope this brief idea, because that's the time I have. So I have conveyed what you may call it even emotional outburst or philosophical concept. So I have. And we will talk about it through the questions. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mr. Joe Gandhi, from the Movement for the World Government.